Now, scientists have discovered the gene responsible for grey hair, and there is hope. They think they can have invent drugs that can switch it off. Researchers at University College in London have made the breakthrough, and they say future generations will no longer have to deal with becoming silver foxes. Now, millions of dollars are spent worldwide on over-the-counter hair dyes. So does this mean we can all look young forever? Dr. Carl Krasniski is on the line right now. G'day, Dr. Carl.
Dr. Warren, how are you?
I'm very well. I mean, how have they discovered this grey hair gene?
They got a whole bunch of people, several tens of thousands of them, and then did genetic analysis and then matched that up to hair shape, beard thickness, eyebrow, thick, thin, monobrow, hair graying, hair colour, balding, etc., etc., and then got an incredibly big statistics and then matched it all up. And in the middle of that, they found one gene, and almost certainly there are dozens, that are associated with hair graying. And the way it works is that you've got roughly 100,000 hairs on your scalp, and each hair is made by a little factory called a hair follicle, and it extrudes the hair follicle, the hair shaft, and at the same time, it injects a dye into it. And what happens, and we don't know why, is that at some stage, it goes into overproduction. You're making a hair shaft too quickly, and also a fairly fat one. So you're making a thicker hair, and that overworks the hair follicle. It then produces byproduct waste chemicals called ROS, or reactive oxidative species.
Yep.
These then poison the hair dye factory, and then suddenly you're producing a hair that is thicker and longer and sometimes bent and white. And that's how the process begins. We know this is one of the pathways by which it can happen. There are several, and we have not yet been able to find even one of the genes. Now we've found the first, and we'll have to find a whole bunch more and understand the process. It's not a trivial process, but we're heading in that direction.
There we go. We were able to stop grey hairs.
Future.
Which is good for you and I, isn't it?
I've given up. I don't care. Like, basically,
well, I don't either, to be honest with you.
Mate, if you're still alive after you're 25, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's interesting research, isn't it? Why do you think some people get grey hair and others don't, though, is the question.
It's in their DNA, and so it varies across cultures, and so some Latin American people and some Chinese people have dark, dark hair till very late.
Yes.
So we'll, as we map the human DNA, we'll be sure to learn more. But one thing we can be sure of, very little of this research will go on in Australia.
Okay. Thanks very much for your time, Dr. Carl.
Thank you.
Dr. Carl, don't forget he's got a great book out too called Short Back and Science. I'm with Dr. Carl. You just got to go with it, don't you? I don't know, this is going to sound sexist towards men, but there is nothing sillier than a man who who dyes his hair because each to their own, you can do what you want. But it's so obvious, isn't it? Even worse, a man who tries to do the comb over to try and hide the fact he's getting a little thin on top as well.